Evans DeYoung.
Seven people have advised before about facing facts, about facing reality. And this without a doubt, is his biggest challenge ever. He's going to have to face it. You're going to have to try. He's going to have to try and get some help here. You know, no one can say they know how he feels.
Max, when they say that in, like, Houston or something, you say, yes, 180 degrees, but it's a dry heat.
In Houston, they say that?
Oh, maybe not. I'm all mixed up.
It used to be dry until they had the swimming pool.
By 9 o'clock, then you better find someplace to sleep. Because you're not going to be alone.
to try me. I'm not in this to be a slave. Push the dirt. Locate what swallows life and burn to be my world.
Okay, and we're finally live. Hello everyone, this is Privateer shoutcasting the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup semi-final, Skin versus Sleeb. Sorry for the small delay, but we were just waiting for Fat versus Sky to end up. That was the other semi-final of the cup today, and in which Sky totally raped Fat 5-0. That was a total shock for me, at least. Don't know what anyone else guessed it's gonna happen, but Sky definitely raped Fat. Fast rounds for three first rounds, and the last two were close ones, but Sky never had any difficulties in controlling the map. So we're just setting up the Skin versus Lieb match, the other semi-final, and we'll see who will face Sky in the finals. We're just waiting for the sixth player to join the server. So far the entire Skin team is already on the Lieb server, but only two guys out of Lieb. Skin team in the startup round, which is Riven, is Vulture, Malcolm, and Mr. C. Who would have thought Mr. C would be in the opening lineup? Well, I would. So, starting lineup for Lieb is Hardy, Nietzsche, and the third one is still unknown. I bet it must be some kind of ringer. I bet they will bring Spielberg or someone in. It's Freddy. Okie dokie. So it's Hardy, Nietzsche, and Freddy for the Lieb team. And by the way, if you experience any lag or some kind of enthusiasm or anger or something from my shoutcast, just feel free to PM me about some kind of wishes or music hopes or free blowjobs or stuff. Okay. Let's see if the UTV guy's already on the server. Yep. UTV is already here, so if you wish to join the UTV as well, feel free to just check out the ut2k4.ons IRC channel in QuakeNet for the IP. So, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you the maps, what's going to happen, but since the two fighting teams know them anyway, I'm going to give it to you. So the maps that will be played in this semi-final will be Riven twice, then it's Crossfire, Arctic Stronghold, Torlan, Spiffingrad, and Conclave twice. So thank goodness Conclave is the is gonna be the last two rounds of the normal rounds, since I hate that map so damn bad. So we're gonna start with Riven, and it seems everybody is UTV is all set, I'm all set, and half of the players are set. Just gonna have a quick check from UTV guy if he's ready. Yep, he seems ready. We're about to get underway here. Just waiting for Freddy to click. No safe game in here. Good sportsmanship here. So no safe game checks, an extra 5 minutes will be needed, and no safe game kicks for nothing. So my guess here is that it's gonna be a bit closer at least than Sky versus Fat was, but I would expect, if I have to predict the winner, I would say it's Skin, but I don't think Lieb is gonna let them out too easily here. So looking forward to this one. I'm gonna start from Lieb's side. Let's see how that's gonna turn out. La 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 la. While waiting, I'm just gonna see if I got a chance to pour some coke. There's no life without a coke, that I can guarantee you. Just got a lot of coke. Still waiting for Freddy to click. Okay, he seems AFK, at least that's what Nietzsche tells. Ah, god damn it, everyone was everyone was ready and now Freddy got timed out. So they're gonna probably restart the map. That's a good start for a semi-final. Okay, we're just gonna have to wait a little bit longer.
Thank you.
Okay, it's... what the hell? Are they gonna start 2 versus 3? Give me a break. Is this shit serious? I mean, they're fighting, but Lieb only has 2 players on because Freddy crashed. And the match had like 1 second before the start of the round countdown was already commencing, so I don't know if they're actually playing seriously here. I doubt. They're just messing around until Freddy comes back. At least, if that's not the case, then it would be the dumbest fucking semi-final in history. But, okay, now they agreed to restart the map. Nice to see the sportsmanship, at least, from both teams not to use a safe game, because that's a real pain in the ass if you want to start to have a smooth match and people are just crashing and disconnecting and getting kicked from false safe game check errors. Let's see if they got. Let's see if Lieb is gonna use a replacement for Freddy. Oh, what the hell? They have an invisible safe game running, and now Vulture is using hacks. Illegal MD5 found. Tammy Mutator is illegal. Get that off, dude. Obviously, Vulture is a twat for using Tam. He obviously have like a Tam Mutator as a hex for Onslaught. So, waiting, let me give you a quick rerun of what's happening. This is 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup semi-final, Skin versus Lieb, and will determine the opponent for Sky for the grand final. And currently we're waiting to start the first map of the semi-final, which will be Reven, which is waiting for Freddy for the Lieb team who crashed out. And the lineup for the teams are as follows: Skin team, Malcolm, Mr. C, Vulture. Lieb team, Nietzsche, Hardy, and Freddy. And we're still just waiting for the third lead player to join. While waiting, I could possibly entertain you with some music, but I'm not sure how soon will Freddy be back online, but I'll give it a shot. I'll put on some music for a change. And I'll continue the shoutcast as soon as the guys come online.
Still I write my songs about the dream of wine, worth everything I may ever be. The child will be born again, that siren carried him to me. First of them true loves,
Freddy got his graphics card problem solved, and now he's finally in the server again. Let's see how long. But at the moment, it seems we're finally gonna get this semi-final underway. This is Skin versus Leeb, playing for the other final spot on the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup. The other spot has already been taken by Sky, who beat FAT 5-0 just 25 minutes ago. So let's see who's gonna be the opponent in the finals. Ah, give me a break. Now Freddy got crashed from some timed out during class check, stage 1. Well, let's just wait a bit longer. I'm not gonna play music anymore. Let's just wait and pray that he's gonna get back here, so we don't have to use the backup plan which Nietzsche proposed. He told us that if Freddy's not back in 10 more minutes, they're either gonna forfeit or play with Ringer, if that's okay with Skin. Skin already told it it's okay, but let's just hope that Leeb will get their official 3-man lineup for the game, so there's not gonna be any hard feelings for the final spot, however it goes. Who's PMing me? Okay, someone asked me to increase the volume of my microphone. Weird. Okay, now it's max. Now it's set to maximum, so Protein, now you should be able to hear me properly. If not, then that's your problem. Deal with it. Unless it's my stupid microphone boost. Okay, now the boost is on, so that's not gonna be effect either. Let's just hope I'm loud and clear. Microphone level. Okay, should be fine now. No, I don't, Lenny, but thanks anyway. point shooter, by Ringer I meant like a merc or a guy who's not in a Leeb roster, but just who would play as a mercenary for a Leeb team. That's what I meant. People just use different words for it, like Ringer replacement, merc, whatever. Okay, Prote still can't hear me properly, but I can't help it. At least my microphone is at full volume. So deal with it. Just increase the volume in your Winamp or blah blah blah. So we're again waiting for Freddy, who again got timed out during class checks, even though Nietzsche told us still in the TeamSpeak, so we don't know what's going on. At least his PC is on if he's in the TeamSpeak. God damn, stop private messaging me. Yeah, Lenny, that's bad. 2-man shoutcast ain't possible, or if it's possible, then it's hard to deal with, or it's hard to execute. Thanks, man. Yeah, it is indeed. We once tried even a 3-man shoutcast, but that went screwed because we were supposed to have a 2-sound card system, which would have supported 2-man online at the same time, plus one like a backup broadcaster, but that didn't work because the other sound card was malfunctioning, so we had to use one guy officially shoutcasting and the two guys just giving him backup information, and that didn't work at all. So so far we're just gonna have to settle for a 1-man shoutcasts. Okay, now Leeb finally replaces Freddy, so now the lineup will be Nietzsche, Hardy and Apophis. Well, Skin still has Malcolm, Mr. C and Vulture. Pink seems pretty... There is a small advantage for Lieb, 28-28, 52 for Apophis, but his ping is still going down. Malcolm 72 with some packet loss, Mr. C 52, Vulture 28. So Vulture is the only one with equal pings for Lieb, guys. But Mr. C and Malcolm are Onslaught Horse anyway, so... No count them out, despite the fact that they have a higher ping than the opponent does. Mr. C is probably playing like in some kind of cage in a zoo or something, since he's an animal, but he's still effective even though it doesn't matter where he plays from. Okay, okay, Apophis' ping is down below 40 now, so looks like we would actually get this underway in a sec. So this is 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup semifinal, Skin versus Lieb, starting with a map called Raven, which has two different link setups. Two different routes in a links to deal with. You have a two-node route through the corners, and you have a three-node setup straight through the middle. So will be interesting to see who's gonna control which. I would say that whoever gets control of the center node, despite the fact that Paladin might be useless, but whoever gets control of the center and starts pounding the closer primary of the enemy, he's gonna be strong. Or it's going to be strong team. Okay, now we're finally going to get this underway. Going to check out the Leaves end, how it's going to go. Hardy's going to take the Hellbender, just trying to twin beam the Raptor, who's going to go for the corner. Who's going to be? Mr. C takes a nice underground route. Survives. Yep, Mr. C is safe in the corner, just boosting up behind the pillars. Hardy is still trying to pound him up with the twin beams. He gets the Raptor out, but Mr. C is safe behind the pillar there. Nobody is touching the Leap other primary node. They're going like a full pressure through the corner. That's weird. Nietzsche does get the primary up and is getting immediately under attack by Vulture's Manta and quick tank assault from Malcolm. That Leap corner is going to go down if nothing drastic happens. Vulture is dealing with a flak primary and Malcolm deals with the tank. Yep. Leap loses the their front primary pretty fast. So Apophis gets the skin primary down to 30% health, but that's not going to help him out at all. Now the Leap finally touches the near primary and gets it under build. Hardy is boosting up the near primary. Oh my god, Leap corner node is already almost up for skin. Skin definitely has a quick upper hand in this round. And none of the Leap players are attacking the corner node, so corner node is already up. Leap corner node is already up for skin, so skin has an advantage or a shot to take the core, but so far none of them is preparing to deal with it. Malcolm takes the Paladin, they're going for the Leap closer primary with everything they got. Mr. C pounds it with a Raptor, Malcolm with the Paladin, seems like they're gonna get it down. No, they're not gonna get it down because skin, Leap has the two guys in the middle node, they get it down with the Raptor, Manta and the infantry guy. Meanwhile, heavy fighting going on in the Leap corner node. Vulture takes... blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna have to check out who that was. Yeah, Vulture takes out Nietzsche with a beautiful shock primary shot assisted by Nietzsche's Raptor. Nietzsche's Raptor is finally destroyed. Vulture is still guarding up the Leap corner node. Skin still has an advantage to go for the Leap core, but they're still not doing it. Nietzsche gets the Leap corner node back, since the Vulture decided to take the Raptor and bail off. So at least Leap has some kind of a chance of getting the corner up. No, they're not going to get it up because Mr. C was there with a Manta to back him up, so Mr. C clears up the corner, and now they already are pounding the center heavily with everything they got. Malcolm has a Paladin at the Leap near primary, which is under shield, so that's useless to keep the Paladin there. Malcolm decides to take the Paladin to the center, climbing up the incline. Meanwhile, Leap makes a very nice job to boosting a middle node up with two guys. Hardy is trying to go for the center node, but Vulture... nice Raptor crush by Vulture there. Takes out Hardy, was trying to defend off the center node. Now the center node is being pounded by every single skin player. Beautiful, nice. Apophis takes out the skin near primary down alone, even though the skin had all three players pounding the center node with Paladin, Raptor, and Infantry Guy. Still, Apophis manages to take out the skin near node. All of a sudden, skin finds himself in big trouble concerning the center route. Meanwhile, the corner node is still being under construction, but nobody is actually boosting it. Hardy is trying to get rid of Vulture with Rapture. He does take him out with the Rapture, so Hardy clears up the lead primary again, which was kind of pointless because Vulture takes out the Hellbender and brings it out again, so it's Vulture keeps pounding the lead corner, not letting it up in any stage. Let's see how it's going to go. This time, Vulture takes a rush with the Hellbender, tries to go for the near the primary. Hardy takes a Rapture in the air, just exits before the Averill. Mr. C's Averill catches him. Mr. C is going for the flak shells, trying to get the node down. Mr. C gets the node down, and Hardy still is alive in the corner, just trying to mini Mr. C. Let's see who's going to take this one. Hardy, beautiful, nice job with the minigun, takes out Mr. C, and again he starts to boost up the node. This time he actually boosted, not defending it. Meanwhile, heavy fighting going on in the Skin close primary. Skin has to get the primary up if they manage to, if they're planning to get some kind of hopes of fighting for the victory of this map, because let me tell you, that if you lose the near primary, which gives you extra mana, that is a disaster, because you have no chance of reaching the corners fast. Skin gets rid of Nietzsche with the two guys near primary. Malcolm and Mr. C are boosting up the near primary with two guys. Apophis is still there trying to harass them, but Malcolm has a nice shaft going on that Apophis takes out. Apophis with a nice... Ah, no, it's not a shaft, because Mr. C kills him with a minigun. Again, Mr. C and Malcolm are trying to secure up the near primary. Mr. C is left to boost it. Oh, no, sorry, Malcolm is left to boost it. Oh, no, Mr. C is going for the leap corner, which is up. Finally, it's up, but it's not going to be up for long, because Vulture is shooting it with a tank, adding to the fact that Mr. C has a minigun on it. Stupid weapon to shoot the note down, but still, Mr. C is alive at the leap corner. Leap corner is down again. Ladies and gentlemen, Skin is at the leap corner, not boosting it up. This time, boosting it, not letting it be. Vulture has a tank guarding up the close node. Apophis and Nietzsche are trying to get the close node back, but Nietzsche gets taken out by the by Vulture's tank, which is guarding on top of the bridge. So, just in a quick, break, and let's just give you a little review of what's happening here. This is the first round of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup semi-final, Skin versus Lieb. Currently, it's pretty much an open and shut case. Sorry, open case for everyone, because Skin has a chance to attack the Leap's corner. Skin has Skin is in control of the entire both corner nodes, but Leap is still in control of the center node and is trying to keep the Skin near primary down. Let's see if that's going to happen. Now they got finally got up. Skin is going for the center node. Skin takes down the center node finally with Vulture again whoring with a tank on top of the bridge, while Mr. C takes out the center and tries to start to boost it. Now Leap is in trouble again all of a sudden. Malcolm is boosting up the Leap corner node. Nietzsche runs from their own primary with a link gun. Yep, Nietzsche neutralizes the near corner of Leap corner node with the link gun primary shells. Vulture still has a tank in the bridge. Now Hardy finally takes out the tank, so they get a little bit of a break for getting the corner back up. One guy is boosting it. Vulture is charging the corner with a Rapture. Let's see how it's going to go. Nietzsche has the shock primaries all over Vulture. Vulture takes out Nietzsche with the Rapture Plasma. Now Vulture is going to get the node neutralized again and under construction for Skin. Let's see if he's going to start. Yep, Vulture is going to start the corner node. Let's see if he's going to do. Vulture is not going to boost up the node. Vulture is immediately heading for the leap near primary. Skin is now in control of all the nodes in the map. I would suspect that if they now manage to get up one node, they're going to do a heavy assault on the core. That's what I would do, at least, but I'm not playing here, so I would shut the fuck up. Let them decide what to do. So far, Malcolm and Nietzsche are battling heavily. Malcolm steals a 100 shield and a leap corner node. Nietzsche is down thanks to Malcolm stealing that node. Malcolm is in full health, boosting up the corner node. It seems Skin is going to get the node up. They're going to get a shot at the core. Yes, Malcolm has to Malcolm has the node up. He's going to sit in the Hellbender with the twin beams if he's not an idiot. Yep, Malcolm is in the twin beams. Nietzsche goes for the link primary from the top of the center area. He's trying to get the corner neutralized by... Oh, beautiful twin beam shot by Malcolm. Takes out Nietzsche. Double kill! Takes out Apophis on foot! That's the true twin beam whore, I would say. Oh, he just continues. Nietzsche finally destroys Malcolm's Hellbender with the Raptor plasma shots. finally gets the corner note on Sparks. Beautiful grenade shock combo combination over there. The note is going to go down. Yes, Nietzsche neutralizes with a flak primary. He still has to deal with Malcolm first. Malcolm with the shock fight. Shock primary fight going on. Nietzsche steals the 100 shield at the corner. Let's see what Malcolm's going to do here. The last time Malcolm got the 100 shield, he got the best of it. So let's see how it's going to turn out. Oh, now he's facing a Raptor from Hardy. Oh, no, Malcolm, get out of there. No, he's not going to get out of there. Hardy deals, takes him out with the Raptor. And, oh, god damn it, Vulture takes a Mantis suicide. He clears up the corner, but the corner is neutral, and there's nobody there. It's just Mantis suicide attack. Manages to kill up the skin guy, but he's dead as well. Meanwhile, the leap near corner, the near primary is also neutralized. Vulture and Mr. C are trying to clear it out. They did manage to clear it out, and now the skin is starting to construct the leap near primary node. Vulture takes out a puff with a nice shock ball, lucky shock ball shot. That wasn't intended, I would say. Malcolm is guarding up the corner with a paladin. Ah, nice work from Malcolm's paladin. Malcolm is guarding the paladin, the corner with the paladin, not letting it up. He takes out the 100 shield as well, so it looks like the skin is gonna get the corner node up. And yep, and Malcolm, he has a paladin over there, so now they're surely gonna do a heavy assault in the core. I would say Apophis has a tank on the bridge. Apophis is trying to neutralize the near primary, at least. So they have at least some kind of a shot of a comeback here. Yep, the node is neutralized. Nietzsche is still alive in there. Apophis is a beautiful tank. Shells takes out all the guys in the near the leave near primary with the tank shells. Now the skin Malcolm decides to retrieve with the paladin. He goes away from the node, so the guys are shooting the node, so he gets the free shots to the guys. Nice work from Malcolm. Takes out the tank from the center area by exiting the paladin just for a sec. Now it looks like, yay, it's gonna lose, the corner's gonna fall, yay, Nietzsche just manages to shoot the flak primary shells enough to get the node down. Beautiful work by Nietzsche. Malcolm still is alive and is again gonna steal the 100 health and the 100 shield, and now he's again in the paladin, which has 50% health. Beautiful work from Malcolm. Meanwhile, the near primary is up again for Skin, and Skin is going for the core. Skin has a one guy. Vulture is shooting flak primaries to the core, manages to get the core down to 25 health before losing it. Now Vulture has a nice bug. Welcome to Reven, ladies and gentlemen. Vulture's Raptor is stuck in the blue base wall. Ha 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 ha! Nice work. I experienced that myself. Let's hope that's not gonna happen again. At least let's hope he's not stupid enough to do that again, because that wall is just idiotic. Meanwhile, the leap manages to neutralize both nodes. Mr. C is alone at the near primary, but it's currently under construction, so no chance of attack. The core, no, let me take that back. Vulture has the paladin guarding up the corner node, so they are going to get the core. Again, Nietzsche tries to deal with the paladin from the top. Yep, Nietzsche gets out the paladin. Apophis and Nietzsche are doing a heavy assault on the core. Meanwhile, Malcolm destroys the Reven core of Leib. As we only have 1 minute before overtime, and it's 2-0 for Skin, which basically means 1-0 for Skin, since his cup only gives you 1 point for each map victory. So nice fight going on. Skin getting absolutely nothing for free. Still pretty dominant performance from these skinny bastards. But looking forward to the rest of the rounds. The next round is going to be Reven again, but this time picked by Leap team. So Skin is going to get to decide the color in which they want to attack this time. So I would say that it's going to be a stronger round for Skin, unless something drastic happens. But good game so far. Fun to shoutcast a match with a lot of action going on. Hopefully you're not missing anything. So if somebody just joined this shoutcast while casting, this is Privateer Shoutcasting 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup semi-final Skin versus Leib. We already just managed to finish round 1, which was won by Skin, so Skin has a 1-0 lead in the semi-final. We're gonna play the same map again, which would be round 2, and we're gonna go to the round 2 with Skin leading 1-0. Gonna grab some coke again to survive the next round, just give me a sec. much better. Let's see who's gonna get it. Yeah, illegal MD5 file found again for Vulture. Vulture, reboot your UT to get rid of the TAM bug. So we're just waiting for the round 2 to get underway. So far it is 1-0 for Skin, and this time Skin decides to again pick the red team, the same color in which they won the round 1. Pretty smart move, I would say. And just a quick review of what happened in the last round. Last round, the round started, Hardy took the Hellbender to trying to harass the Skin corner, but Mr. C ducked under it from the low route and managed to survive, get to the primary with full health and just boosted it up. And Leib also boosted the corner up, but none of the Leib players decided to go to the center, which was a dramatic error in my opinion. I don't know what happened there. I don't know if the Skin players just went on and killed everyone there, but there was nobody there for like the first minute, and that just gave Skin a total advantage over the center node. But still, Leib managed to get a nice fight back. So looking forward to the next round, let's hope that Leib learned from the startup errors. Since that clearly was an error, I don't know who would be idiotic enough to let the center area to just be by himself. Okay, round 2 is underway. This time I'm on Skin's end. Vulture takes the outside. Raptor goes to the corner. He's being harassed by, let's see who it was. We have Raptor dogfight going on in the Skin corner. Nietzsche with the Raptor. And you have Nietzsche takes out Vulture. Beautiful move to take out the yard Raptor to go after the Skin corner node. Meanwhile, Leib's corner is almost up. Despite Malcolm finally getting the kill in the Leib corner is going to go up because nobody's boosting either node, and the Skin node is already in 50 health. Meanwhile, Skin again manages to boost up the near primary, and Leib again has absolutely nobody touching the close primary. That's just stupid. Guys, for fuck's sake, touch the primary. You don't have to boost it, just touch it. You're seriously in trouble if Skin decides to construct the center node now. Meanwhile, Leib manages to destroy the Skin corner node. Let's see how long it takes the Skin to get it back. Skin has a Vulture. What a surprise! Vulture in a tank. The center node just guarding up both corners and the center node. Nietzsche tries to deal with the Raptor. Nietzsche takes the tank out from the center with the Raptor. Now he has to deal with the Mr. C with Shock Primary. Takes out Nietzsche's Raptor. Now they have a Shock Fight duel going on in the center. Let's see who's going to come out of this one. Ah, beautiful work by Leib. Nietzsche just takes out the Mr. C with two straight shock hits. They have Hardy and Apophis are doing a two-man Raptor assault to the Skin corner. They manage to take it down. Then they have to deal with the infantry fight with Mr. C again. Apophis with the minigun. Hardy with the shock primary. Mr. C is down, ladies and gentlemen. Apophis takes him out with a minigun. Total rape there. Die, Mr. C, says Hardy. And Hardy tries to shaft Malcolm now, who's come to harass there. Now Hardy changes the minigun. Malcolm has 2 health. Yay. Apophis with the minigun takes care of Malcolm. Now Leib is in the Skin's corner, boosting it up. And Leib is going to get the Skin corner up. No, they're not going to get it up because Malcolm is there to harass again. Beautiful work by Malcolm. Just total Amanda suicide. It just launches the Amanda far from the node. Okay, Leib is gonna drop the boosting up the corner node because it's already under construction. But Vulture is gonna deal with it with the Paladin. Nietzsche is there to prevent the Paladin from getting to the corner. Corner is already up. Nice job from Nietzsche from preventing the Paladin from shooting the primary. The primary is up, so Leib has a chance to go to the Skin core. Let's see if that's gonna be the case. Skin has a Paladin over the node, so they're gonna get it down. Yep, no damage done to the Skin core, and Skin corner node is down again. Meanwhile, Skin has the center route in control. Malcolm is standing alone with the Leib close primary. Nietzsche is again with the Raptor trying to get the Skin corner back up. And meanwhile, Hardy is in the center with the tank doing some pretty blind-headed shots. Two guys on foot right next to him, and he can't even hit them. That was a bad shot, I have to say. Meanwhile, Vulture spawns to the middle and neutralizes the Skin corner node with the Link primary from the center. Now he picks up the Paladin again. Let's see how it's going to turn out. Pick up the Raptor, you idiot. He's going to face a Paladin shot in any sec. Yeah, Nietzsche picks up the Raptor finally before getting killed. Paladin has two. Apophis and Nietzsche are with the Raptor right after the Raptor. The Paladin. The Paladin is down. Vulture and Mr. C are on foot now against Hardy in the corner. Sorry, Nietzsche in the corner, not Hardy. Vulture and Mr. C both alive. Now the corner. Nod is down. Now they have to deal with Nietzsche. Two health. Yay. Vulture has a beautiful shaft work. Takes out Nietzsche. Now Skin starts to boost up their own corner. Now let's see if they're gonna get it back up. No, they won't, because Apophis is in a bridge on the bridge with a tank. Beautiful tank shots to the top of the node, and the node is down again. Apophis is guarding up the center area with a tank. Yep, Apophis is gonna get the Lieb primary node down as well. So now they have a Paladin and a tank fighting in the center. Mr. C gets the best of the tank, thanks to the fact that the tank had only like a two-shot health left. Mr. C has very, very damaged Paladin. He's bringing it to the Skin corner to protect it, but that's not going to happen. Nietzsche and Hardy are again two guys with a Raptor in the Skin corner. They're doing pretty good job. Hardy gets taken out by Mr. C. Shock primary from the center area. Nietzsche is again alone in the Skin corner node, trying to prevent it from getting up. Trying to hide behind the pillars while Mr. C is trying to touch the node. So far, no luck for Mr. C. Now he has Vulture to back it up, so Nietzsche is in big, big trouble. Nietzsche doing a very nice job of covering a two Skin guys. Now he's finally dead by Vulture's minigun. And now Vulture and Mr. C are boosting up the corner. Meanwhile, in the Leave near primary, we have a Malcolm attacking with a Paladin. Apophis taking him out. Beautiful flak primary shells with Apophis eliminates the Paladin with the near primary flak primary shells. Now he has Malcolm with low health, not low health, 74 health, but he has a minigun, so I would think Malcolm is going to be dead here. 61 health, nope. Beautiful flak shell by Malcolm. Malcolm takes control of the Leap closer node. And Skin gets their corner up just for a second, but just before they manage to make an efficient attack to Leap corner, the Skin loses the corner node again. So it's kind of a stand-up battle here. Nothing much happening in any direction. I mean, Skin has a neutral control of the Leap near primary, and Leap has a control of the Skin corner node. So both teams are at their enemy corner, and meanwhile both are just pushed back to their near primary. So pretty funny situation here. So neither team is—they're just playing a bit passively here. I have to say. Let's see who's going to be the brave one to take the first step to get something dramatic done here. Okay, now Malcolm finally gets hold of a Leap primary, but for just a second, because Apophis has a Raptor there again. Malcolm has to deal with shock primaries against Hardy. Apophis's Raptor plasma going. Shots fired to Malcolm. Simultaneous kill. Malcolm takes out Apophis's Raptor just at just the same time as Apophis's final Raptor plasma takes out Malcolm. So the node totally neutralized. Nobody there. Apophis finally goes there on foot. Gets the Leap primary under construction for Leap, and meanwhile Leap is also constructing the Skin corner. That's not going to happen. Vulture and Mr. C are there. Mr. C shooting the Paladin shots, making the guy fly in a roller coaster right beside the walls. Funny to look at that. Mr. C is doing a pretty good job taking the Paladin shield to cover up the Skin corner node. So number two is going to go up. Unless something fast attack is done here, they are going to get their own corner back up. Now they switch places. Vulture gets the Paladin. Mr. C starts boosting it because obviously Vulture ran out of link gun. Beautiful teamwork there by Skin team. Skin is going to get the corner up indeed. Mr. C again does a shock battle with Nietzsche. Nietzsche tries to hide behind the pillars, actually on top of the pillars, but Mr. C sees him and combos him right down. Beautiful work for Leap team. Leap Hardy has a tank guarding up the Skin corner node, and he's actually able to guard all the three possible attackable nodes right over there. So pretty beautiful spot for Hardy. He's able to attack the Skin corner node. He's able to attack the center node, and he's also able to protect the Leap primary node. But his tank is finally taken out by Mr. C's Paladin. Mr. C is driving the Paladin again to the Skin own corner node. Vulture steals the Raptor. Vulture and Mr. C again, two guys in the Skin corner node. This is just funny to watch. None of the teams gaining absolutely nothing for free, and actually being unable to do anything effective. I mean, both teams are in control of the one route and totally in trouble in one route. Leap closer primary is almost up until Malcolm finally gets out takes out Apophis and starts to neutralize the node with flak primaries. Beautiful work by Apophis, though. Apophis comes from behind with a minigun, prevents him from getting the node all the way down. Now Malcolm gets rid of him, again with a nice flak primary shells. Malcolm starts throwing spider mines all over the node, so that's... he's having none of it. Apophis is again doing the exact same thing. Dropping to the very close position compared to Malcolm and just starts throwing minigun. And Malcolm comes right back after being dead. He spawns to the center node and neutralizes the leap primary again. Meanwhile, Vulture and Mr. C are still in desperate maneuvers trying to get the skin corner node up, having none of it. Nietzsche is almost dead with the Raptor. He needs one, two more plasma shots. Now Nietzsche exits the Raptor beautifully just before the Raptor is destroyed. Vulture has the Paladin guarding up the primary again. Mr. C is boosting it. Nietzsche is going to get the Paladin down, yep, with assist by Hardy. Beautiful shock combination. Hardy is comboing the node down while Mr. C has to deal with Hardy. Nietzsche gets a beautiful flak primary shell, takes out Mr. C in the corner. Now Lieb has two guys controlling the left skin corner node, so skin is starting to get in a bit of trouble here for the first time in 5 minutes. Yep, Hardy and Nietzsche do a beautiful job of neutralizing the corner, but just as they were about to get the corner under construction for themselves, Mr. C shoots it down with a Paladin. And the Paladin is not so far. Yep, that was bad move, Mr. C, bad move. He's gonna lose the Paladin. Oh no, give me a break. Unbelievable luck for Mr. C there. He would have one more link gun primary shell to the Paladin and would have been dead. Instead, it survives with probably 10 health points. Meanwhile, Malcolm and Apophis are still having their private duel in the leap primary node. Malcolm is again in control of the node, while it takes Apophis just in enough time to get the Hellbender there and destroy the son of a bitch. Okay, Hellbender is destroyed and Apophis again shafting Malcolm. Let's see who's going to beat this one. Oh, beautiful shock primer from Malcolm. Where did he get that shock rifle from? Malcolm is going to get the node under construction. And where's Apophis? Let me just have a quick check. Apophis is coming from the corner. And again, the node is neutral. And again, Malcolm takes them out with the shock primary shell. And again, Apophis spawns to the corner and starts dealing with the primary. That's unbelievable. Looks total repetition for the last 6 minutes. Meanwhile, Mr. C has the Paladin guarding up the corner. No, pointless to guard up anything with the Paladin because the node is not even under construction. Now, Mr. C finally has a chance to get it under construction. Not gonna happen though, because they have a Raptor and a tank assaulting the Paladin, so Mr. C is gonna lose the Paladin and he's dead thanks to Hardy's tank shell. Now Nietzsche is alone with a Raptor in the corner. Shoot Averils, you idiot. They're gonna get the tank and the Raptor over there. Shoot Averils, Hardy. Sorry, Nietzsche. Manta approaching Nietzsche. Let's see what Nietzsche is gonna do. Firing a long distance Averil corner. Cornered Averil! Oh, he just dodges the Averil to behind the hill. Beautiful move by Mr. C. Just inches away from that Averil from hitting, and Mr. C just ducks under the hill and just evades the Averil. Beautiful work by Mr. C. He is a Manta whore indeed. Meanwhile, just out of nowhere, Leap manages to boost up. Finally, Apophis gets best of Malcolm and gets the Leap primary up. They're gonna get the fast attack to the center, but the center has still 50% health left since they managed to boost it up. Malcolm now has a Paladin guarding up the near primary. Meanwhile, Leap gets the corner node up and has a chance to shot the skin core. Skin core is under damage. Hardy is shooting the skin core with the Raptor. It's down 70, 65, 60. Shoot the flak primaries, idiot. That's not going to do any damage. Hardy manages to do a beautiful 42 damage to the skin core before losing a connection to it. Meanwhile, meanwhile, skin has a chance to attack the leap core. This is unbelievable stuff, ladies and gentlemen. I hope if you're listening to this, please join the UTV for this one. This is unbelievable. We're already in overtime, and Leap has a quick shot of the skin core, takes out 42 health points out of the skin core. Meanwhile, after losing the Leap, loses the connection, the skin has a chance to attack the Leap's core. The skin takes only 5 or 6 health points away from the core, and now we have a situation where Leap gains control of one full node with skin controlling two full nodes, so skin core is draining slower, but skin core has only 50% of health compared to Leap core, so if it's gonna go with this situation, I would say that it's gonna be pretty damn close decision whose core gonna drain first. Leap has to get one more node fully up. And let me remind you, if the note is not fully up, if it's not fully boosted, it's not going to benefit you from the chord draining in any way. So they have to get full notes up. Meanwhile, skin is control of two full notes, leave is control of only one. So at the moment it's 40 to 65. Chords are down to 40 and 65. Still leave in control in the chord levels, but the chord levels are draining fast. They're gonna have to get one more note up. Come on, leave one more note up, and you got this match in control. If Leib manages to win this one, it will be 1-1 when moving off from the Reven. If Skin wins this one, it's going to be 2-0, so clean sweep for Reven for Skin team. Oh my god, now Leib is under pressure of losing their own corner. Vulture is shooting over the flag primary. Let's see who's going to drop first. Oh my god. Oh Jesus. This looks bad for Leib. It looks good for a moment, but now Skin is under control of three notes with Leib with no notes at all. 30 to 47 health, so this means that the cores will drain too fast for the Leib team, unless they get some node up pretty damn fast. I would say that they should focus on getting the corner up with three men and just forget the center area, because this is going to be a disaster for Leib. It's going to be a close one, but the cores will drain too fast for Leib if this situation stays. It's 26 to 37. How close can it freaking get? Nietzsche with a beautiful double kill in center area. Nietzsche is trying to neutralize. It's Vulture with the neutralization. And now, oh, beautiful shot. Mr. C's Paladin shot takes out Hardy before he manages to get the core. And now Malcolm boosts out the corner. Leib near primary. Skin is control of four full nodes. So this is over for Leib. This is over for Leib, definitely. They have no chance whatsoever of getting back up with this. The cores are close to equal amounts of health points, and Skin still has three nodes, and Leib has no nodes whatsoever. 21-21, and Skin in control of more nodes, so this is going in favor of Skin. Beautiful fight, I have to say. This is unbelievable fighting going on here. None of the teams having none for free. Apoff is taken out by Mr. C's Paladin shot again. Malcolm alive in the near primary, boosting it up. Has to deal with the Hardy Scorpion again. Bounces the Scorpion around with the shock primary shells. Malcolm with one health left. Hardy finally takes out Malcolm with the shock primary shots. Vulture tries to deal with Hardy. Vulture's Raptor is down. Vulture goes on foot. Malcolm and Vulture take out, clear out the primary. Nietzsche has the control of the other primary. It's 14-4, and we only need one shot at the core. It's not going to be needed because Skin has 13 health in the core when this is over. Beautiful fight, beautiful fight. This was probably the most exciting round I've seen in this cup so far. Very nice from both teams. Skin finally takes out the victory with close margin, only 13 health left in the core. Skin core when the Leib core gives away. Too bad for Leib, because they were in control. They did a very quick and effective assault to the Skin core and got the core down to 52 health. But just after losing the connection to Skin core, they totally lost control of the map, and Skin just slowly just gathered up the nodes to gain the advantage. Beautiful work by Skin and beautiful round from both teams. Now we're moving to round 3 of the match. This is the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup semi-final match. Two rounds done, and Skin won both Reven rounds, so it's 2-0 for Skin. And we're now moving to round 3, which is Crossfire. And if I had to guess who's gonna win Crossfire, I would say it's gonna be Skin. Thanks to the fact that they have two Mantas in the base, and Mr. C is just a whore with the Manta, and now they also have Guru playing. So they replaced, I wonder who they've replaced. Vulture, yep. Vulture is being replaced. Actually, they were going to replace all the players except Mr. C, it seems. Mr. C and Guru are currently the only Skin players remaining in the server, and Leib still has Hardy, Nietzsche, and Apophis just waiting for the third Skin player. This is, so far this match has been just what a playoff match of 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup should be, especially a semi-final. This is a very intense close match. This can go any way, ladies and gentlemen. This is a 2-0 for Skin, but it could have been 2-0 for Leib. Well, actually, it's 1-1 for Lee, but sorry, it should have been 1 point for both teams, but Skin was the luckiest one in that ending part of the second Riven round, so very intense fighting. So, they're gonna replace, Skin replaced 2 out of 3 players. Mr. C stays on the server, but Guru has joined him, the Finnish whore with a Manta, I'd say, and Subman is the third Skin player. So, for those who just joined, welcome to the Shoutcast. This is Privateer, Shoutcasting 3-on-3 Onslaught Hosted Cup semi-final, which is Skin versus Lieb. We have also have a UTV for this one, so if you want to join both or just the UTV, feel free to join. Check out UT2K4.ons IRT channel in QuakeNet for the IPs. We're currently waiting for round 3 to start. Mr. C and Subman are yet to click. All out of the 4 players are ready. Three, two, one, and round 3 of the semifinal, Skin versus Lieb is underway. Skin takes a two-headed man to the primary. Let's see. Yep, they're gonna use the same old strategy, the well-known strategy, I would say. Yep, they have one guy guarding up the primary and two guys boosting the primary. Yep, Mr. C, beautiful positioning for Mr. C. Takes an Avril to the top of the house. Oh, Mr. C's Manta is stuck to the wall again. The same bug that we had in Riven. Now finally, Mr. C gets the Manta off from the roof and goes for the corner. So both primaries are pretty much at the same time, since Leave had no resistance in the primary whatsoever. Skin had some resistance, but Mr. C's beautiful Avril shot and positioning took care of that. Mr. C is alone boosting up the Skin corner node. The center is being pretty much neutral, while nobody is boosting up a Leap corner. Leap corner is also up, so both corners are up, and Guru is doing a quick, very, very quick Raptor assault to the corner node. Subman and Guru are doing a two-headed assault to the corner node. The Leap loses their corner node. That was pretty much what I expected from Skin. Skin is very fast control of the corner node. Skin has almost the Leap corner node almost up already. Apophis goes there to interfere, takes out his own Raptor, takes out the enemy Manta, so neutral positioning. Subman takes out, Guru takes out Subman's opponent with a Raptor plasma. Now Subman boosts up the Leap corner node already, so Skin has a chance to get the primary down from Leap. Skin is meanwhile also managed to boost up the center node, so very quick map control for Skin in this one. Sorry, not for Skin, it's for Skin. So, two separate words, okay guys. So, Leap is doing pretty good job in defending the primary so far. It's under heavy attack. Oh, god damn it, what a lucky shot from Paladin from the very center of the map. Long distance Paladin shot towards the primary hat, and it just hits the Raptor, who is right just trying to get up from the ground level. That was pretty much luckiest shot that you can get. Nietzsche comes to the primary, clears up their own primary. Skin still has a Paladin guarding up in the center. It shoots long distance shells from preventing Leap from getting the node started. Meanwhile, Subman is trying to whore off the tank. Apophis is trying to bring the Leap tank to the primary. Heavy whoring off going on with the Subman and the Manta. Subman going around the back, just trying to face Avril. Ah, beautiful Avril from Nietzsche takes out Subman's whoring attempts. Now Mr. C has the Paladin and the near bridge of the primary. He's gonna be eliminated by 2 Avril guys and 1 Apophis tank. Yep, Mr. C's Paladin is down, but Mr. C is far from dead. Mr. C is an immortal guy. Seems sometimes in Onslaught while playing against Mr. C that he's just impossible to get killed. Subman brings out the Hellbender from the Leap corner node. Subman takes out Nietzsche with the Skyman combo. While Nietzsche manages to destroy the Subman's Hellbender, and Subman is down. Apophis goes down with Guru's Avril. Only one guy remaining from Skin in the primary. Hardy clears out the primary. Mr. C is down with beautiful Hardy shock primary shots, and the node is neutral. No, it's under construction for Skin, and nobody's boosting it now. Mr. C is finally there to boost it. Subman is facing Apophis and Nietzsche with a shotgun, shock rifle duel. Not a duel, threesome. We have a shock rifle threesome at the primary. Now skin, beautiful work of skin, clears at the primary with April, shock rifles and Amanda. Now the lead primary is up. Just the rapage as I would expect from skin in the crossfire. Skin launches a quick assault to the core with Mr. C and a Raptor and Guru with a Manta. Core down to 70, core down to 65, 60, 55. For heavy assault going on the core. Nietzsche finally neutralizes the primary with 51 remaining in the leap corner. Leap power core. Leap cannot afford to let that happen again. Hardy takes out a Guru with a beautiful aerial shot. Guru tried to back off to behind a small breach there, around the near the primary in crossfire, but that was blocked. And now we have Nietzsche and Subman fighting around the primary, and Subman just suicides the Raptor right against the shoots plasma 2 near the bridge, and the plasma suicides the Raptor. Beautiful work by Subman, though. That was a beautiful suicide. So now we have a Guru, the only skin player remaining in the lead primary. Note Nietzsche takes him out with beautiful flak shells and nice shock primary. Hardy tries to deal with... Yep, Hardy takes out Subman. Actually, he shoots down Subman's Manta with shock, and then this Manta is destroyed by an Averil. Mr. C takes a Paladin again, but the Paladin is as good as dead. Apophis takes the tank to the primary again. Takes Mr. C down, takes Subman out. No, Subman is not out yet, but his Hellbender sure is. Oh, beautiful Raptor rush. Subman just throws the Raptor with a full-speed Raptor thrown wide in someone's face. I don't know what leap guy that was, but that must have hurt like hell. Nietzsche and Hardy are just boosting up the primary with two leap guys. They're gonna get it up. No, they're not gonna get it up because Mr. C is shooting the primary. Yep, now finally the primary is up. Hardy and Nietzsche are still guarding up the primary. Mr. C is alone on foot. Hardy and Nietzsche on foot with shock primary. Shoot minigun, you idiots. That guy doesn't have much health. Guru comes to interfere. Guru comes to help out Mr. C. Flies around with a Manta. Subman blocks Guru's Manta from running over Hardy. That was beautiful teamwork by Skin. Just preventing the enemy from getting killed. I bet that was some kind of a gesture of good faith. But now Hardy, Nietzsche, all the three leap guys are just right in the same big pile of wreckage, just trying to get some kind of a control around the primary node. The primary is neutral at the moment. We only have Guru and Nietzsche remaining at the node. Who's gonna get it? Guru takes it. Guru takes down Nietzsche with a Manta run over after like 10th attempt. Apophis brings out the tank to the primary, but he gets eliminated by Raptor Plasma. Now we have Nietzsche and Hardy on foot remaining in the primary. Subman is against them and Guru is alone. Boosting up Leap's primary, which is in 50% health already for Skin. If Skin gets the primary up, I would say this is over because Leap has only 51 health in the core. Subman again brings the Hellbender from the core, takes out Nietzsche with the twin beams. With the Skymine combos, and now he starts to guard up the primary, which is for already construction, under construction, and is coming up in Skin's favor. Subman is still with the Hellbender, guarding up with the twin beams. Mr. C is trying to whore off the hallway to the primary. Now he has to face with a tank. Let's see how he's gonna manage that one. Hardy takes a beautiful dodges beautifully the twin beams of Subman and just goes on top of the bridge, starts to combo the skin primary down. Sorry, the lead primary, but it's under construction with skin. No, he's not gonna get it up. He didn't get it up. He didn't get it down. It was almost down, but now he's eliminated. Now we have all the three skin players in the primary. Now it's surely gonna go up because they have a three-player linkage. Yep, the primary is up indeed. Beautiful link by skin. Guru takes the Raptor, tries to go for the core. Meanwhile, we have a Hardy trying to get clear up the node, and we have Apophis trying to combo down the node. Meanwhile, Leap Core is down to 46, while we lost the primary again. So no, not that much of a rapage attack from Skin this time, but still they managed to get another 5 health points away from the core. So core is down to 46 for Leap, whereas Skin only has a full 100 health points left in the core. So Skin clearly in control of the crossfire round so far. This is round 3 of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup semi-final. This is Privateer Shoutcasting. Hope you're enjoying it. If you're not enjoying it, feel free to disconnect. Apophis is trying to take out the tank to cover up the lead primary. They have to get the primary up if they manage to get, if they are planning to get something done. But I have to say, Skin has a beautiful interference around the base. They're not whoring the base, but they have a beautiful guard around the base. So it doesn't matter what vehicle comes out of the base, they have immediately have some kind of a resistance up there. So beautiful work from Skin. They surely have practiced crossfire a lot. Hardy comes out with a Raptor. I wonder where he get the Raptor from. Hardy comes with a Raptor to behind the node. Guru and Mr. C are shocking and enabling the Raptor. Hardy is on top of the bridge again. Beautiful job by Hardy. Ducks all the shock primary shells. Not even a combo can hit that guy. Guru is right below the bridge. Hardy is on top of the bridge. So who's going to get this one? Hardy comes down just to face the Skyman combos of Subman's Hellbender. Hellbender is taken down by Link Primaries. Ah, nice run. Man to run over by Mr. C. Double kill. Mr. C is a man's a whore, as I've stated lots of times. Guru touches the node, gets it under construction, but he has to deal with Apophis' tank. Guru takes out the tank. Now he's alone at the node. No, he's not, because Nietzsche is on top of the bridge again. Takes out Guru with a beautiful shock primary shot to the back. Nice backstabbing there. Now Subman comes to clear out the bridge, steals out the other Manta of Leaf Team. That was a bad move. Now we have to get the Manta back. Now Nietzsche is not going to get it back, because Subman has the Link Gun, a Lightning Gun, and takes a beautiful notch. Not a headshot. No, it wasn't a headshot. But he takes doesn't clear the primary. Now we have two Skin guys against Hardy in the primary node. So so far the fight has been, for the last 6 or 7 minutes, it only has been like around Lieb's primary node. So still a good fight going on. None of them neither team gaining any kind of permanent advantage or position in here. So Skin doing the best they can of getting the node up, and Lieb trying to do as good as they can to just prevent the Skin from reaching the node. Mr. C on foot against two guys manages to survive a long enough time for Subman to come with back up with a man. Subman takes out one guy. Now he has Hardy alive in the primary. Subman is almost dead with the man. Beautiful shock combo takes out Hardy with the nice shock combo. Now Subman and Guru are trying to get the node up with the two guys linkage. Not gonna help. Guru takes out Hardy with an Avril shot. Now Nietzsche, only one remaining. Yep, Guru is going for the minigun. Mr. C is coming with a Manta, trying to get Nietzsche out to get the node under construction. Meanwhile, we have Apophis coming with a tank, and immediately the tank faces two Avrils and a Manta shots, and that tank didn't get anywhere. Dangerous performance from Skin in the crossfire. Whoever is facing Skin in the future, just be very afraid of the crossfire Skin team. Meanwhile, Lieb, it looks like Lieb has the primary up for about 80%. Now we have AY Paladin coming. The primary is up. Ah, oh, beautiful. Double kill by Guru. The one plasma shot from a Paladin, and we have a double kill. Guru, the node is up, but Guru clears up the node immediately. So, no chance whatsoever to get either of the node for Skin down. Mr. C touches up the node. Guru sits in a Hellbender. No, he sits in a Paladin, and we have a Subman behind the Paladin guarding up with a Twin Beam, covering the rear. Nietzsche tries to get the rear defense down. Nietzsche with an Avril. Subman ducks it. Subman suicides against Nietzsche. Nietzsche takes out the Paladin, the Manta, but Subman just rams Nietzsche, and just a nice, pretty neutral suicide kill over there. So, well, don't know whose favor that was, but now we have Nietzsche and Apophis on foot defending against Mr. C's Raptor in the primary. Mr. C again comes out of the Raptor just before he manages to die. Hardy takes out Mr. C with a shock primary shell. Immediately, Subman comes to back him up with a Manta. Hardy gets out of his Manta, trying to shock war with Subman here. Subman backs off just to survive. Very smart move there. All the three elite players are coming on foot. Apophis gets an effort to touch the node. Meanwhile, the overtime is underway, so cores are draining, and since Skin is controlling all of the nodes except one, Leap core is going down very, very fast. Skin core has 94 health left. Leap has only 14 health left, so GG, this one is over. There's no freaking chance of for Leap to make a comeback anymore. The cores are down way too much. So this is going to be 3-0 for Skin. So, GG. So have to check what the next map will be. The next map will be Arctic Stronghold. Interesting to see who's gonna get the best out of that one. So Skin victorious in Crossfire. Skin has won all the first three rounds. The second one was by far the closest so far. And we're now moving to Arctic Stronghold, which is totally different territory. Looks like Subman is going to be replaced. Subman disconnects. Not sure if I'm going to play any music in between, because this looks like they'll start pretty soon. So I'd probably like have like 1 minute left for playing music, so I'm just gonna bail that and not gonna play music at all. Just waiting for Arctic Stronghold to load up, waiting for the reporter bot to finish and the map to change. So while waiting the round four, let me just do a quick review. This is a 3-on-3 onslaught. Hosted Cup semi-final, Skin versus Leeb. This is Privateer Shoutcasting. We're just looking for the opponent for the final from this game. The other semi-final was played earlier today, in which Sky totally humiliated Fat, who were the previous 3-on-3 Cup winners. Sky totally humiliated 5-0 against Fat. So Sky is gonna face one of these magnificent teams. Don't know who it's gonna be, but at the moment it seems like Skin. That's gonna be a hell of a match, and we still have, in that case, we'll still have a bronze match with Leeb against Fat. So full German bronze match in that case, and full German final if Leeb wins. So Germany is gonna have at least two medals in this in this cup, no matter what. No, actually not two medals, because well, actually, they have. They have three clans out of four are German, so Germany is going to have at least two medals in this cup, no matter what. So I'm sure they're happy fellows. So we're just waiting, and yep, they replaced Subman with Vulture. So Mr. C, Guru, and Vulture are forming up the lineup for Skin Team, and Leeb still has Hardy, Freddy, and Nietzsche. Yep, actually they replaced Apophis with Freddy. Sorry for that. Freddy actually obviously have his graphics card problems fixed. So Freddy is back, and we're just waiting for the round four to start. So the quick review of what's happened so far. We have had three rounds so far, all of them won by Skin. The first round, two rounds were on Riven. Skin totally crushed Leeb in the first round, but the second round was totally the best round of the cup so far, with Skin winning with a very close decision, core straining out with 13 health points left in a Skin core when Leeb core was down. So very good round there. And the last round in Crossfire was totally dominated by Skin. They didn't manage to win before overtime, but still they had total control of the map. Yep, we're gonna get the round four underway. Arctic Stronghold with the X-Link setup, ladies and gentlemen. So this map is extremely difficult to take full control, because you have a chance with from one single primary. You have to get one primary up, and through that you can attack the both enemy primaries if you manage to get control of the center node. Leeb starts with the two guy Manta coming to boost up the right primary, so both teams have two primaries, left and right, and they have a center node to deal with. The center node gives access to all primaries around the map. Skin gets a kind of a slow start compared to Leeb. Leeb is doing a pretty heavy attack in the start. Freddy getting rid of Guru there. Guru trying to cover up the left primary of Skin. Meanwhile, Nietzsche destroys the primary while Freddy takes out Guru. Beautiful work by Leeb. Leeb already is just 50 seconds in the game clock, and already Leeb has a center node under construction. Oh, and let me take that back. They have a center node constructed. So they have it up, and the node 2, which is the Skin's other primary, it's going to go up in any second as soon as Guru is eliminated by the A-roll. Ah, nope. Vulture takes a beautiful Raptor charge. Beautiful Raptor charge, and gets rid of Actually, I don't know who the hell he killed. I don't have a death message in my console. So finally, Mr. C gets hold of the primary that Leap controlled for quite some time. Ah, Mr. C steals Nietzsche's Manta from midair vehicle hijacking. Beautiful move by Mr. C. And again, Nietzsche, Mr. C, team kill suicide. I don't know how you should call that. Nietzsche gets rid of Mr. C, but he kills himself in the process. Vulture has two vehicles around the left primary, while Freddy kills destroys them both first, and then Freddy takes out the skin players. So Lieb now in full control of the map. They have both skin primaries under construction, and they're surely gonna get at least one node up. Nietzsche is trying to deal with Mr. C's tank. Mr. C's tank is trying to prevent the other primary from getting up. Freddy and Hardy are doing a two-man raptor assault, trying to get the tank out. They get the tank out. Now they have to deal with one guy with infantry and two damaged Manta. If they get clear of that, this is over. Let's just see what's the other primary going on. Freddy is boosting up the other primary, and he's getting attacked by Guru with damaged Manta. Guru is underdog here. It seems like Guru is going to lose this one. Yep, Freddy takes out a beautiful lightning gun shot and gets the full control of the Skins primary. Skins primary is up for Leave, and Leave has a chance to go for the core. Ladies and gentlemen, and who's going to be the first one to attack the core? Nietzsche is going for the core. Nietzsche immediately has a Manta in the skin core, pounding up the skin core. Skin core already down to 80 health. None of the damage done to this node 2. Skin has the other primary up. They're attacking heavy attack in both Leap primaries, but they're still just totally ignoring the node 2, which is still the only key node for Leap to attack the core. And Nietzsche is still free to attack the core. Core is down to 35 health. Get Skin, goddammit, get that node 2 down, or else you're gonna be in big trouble. Nietzsche is still shooting the core. 23 health left in the Skin core with one Manta attack. Beautiful attack by Leap. That was beautiful. As soon as Leap got a hold of one of the two primaries of Skin, they immediately did a one-man assault to the Skin core. And meanwhile, we're defending the other side. So beautiful job there. And again, meanwhile, losing the other primary, they get up the other primary. So this time it's Freddy with the Manta in the core, and this is gonna go over, ladies and gentlemen. This is over very fast. Two guys with a Manta, Nietzsche and Freddy, going for the Manta assault to the core, and it's over quickly. This took 4 minutes and 2 seconds for Leib to level up the field a bit. Beautiful work by Leib. Total crush. Totally crushed Skin here. Can't say not much else. Total rape in this map. I would have suspected after seeing the first three rounds that Skin would have given a stronger opposition, but Leib definitely has this map in control. So the situation is not 4-0, it's 3-1. Skin still leads by 2 points, but Leib, this is far from over, ladies and gentlemen. 3-1 for Skin. So the next map will be Spiffingrad, after which there will be two conclaves if needed. And Spiffingrad is... Let me just see who picked it up. It was Leib's choice, it seems. Since Mr. C got the tits on Mr. C. Sorry, they're gonna go to Torlan, which is the number 3 map of Skin. So we're moving to Skin territory now, the Torlan round. This is gonna be terrifying for the Leib team, since Skin usually rapes their enemies in Torlan. But still have to say, beautiful, beautiful round from Leib's behalf in that Arctic stronghold. They gained a very, very quick control of the Skin more difficult primary node, if I would say that primary node is more difficult to approach from the core. They got a control of that, and while Skin was forced to press to that corner node, immediately Leib just backed off and attacked the other node. So the first assault to the Skin core gave them 76 damage to the core, and while losing the other linkage, they managed to get up the other primary and finish that round. That was beautiful work by Leib. Skin had no chance whatsoever, despite how good players they have. So Skin changes the lineup. Now we have Guru, Mr. C, and Malcolm playing against Nietzsche, Hardy, and Freddy. Well, actually, I have to say that this Leeb lineup in Torland is not that bad either. So will be exciting to see who's going to gain advantage in this one. So we have two players not ready, Malcolm and Freddy. Just quick check the IRC, who was highlighting me again. Who was highlighting me? Okay. I hope I didn't miss anything. No, I didn't miss anything because Freddy was kind enough way to click. Now I'm back here, so we're ready for round 5 of the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup semi-final. Skin versus Leeb. So far this match is in control of Skin. They lead 3 points to 1. The last round was won by Leeb, so this is not over yet. Skin is gonna need 5 points to win the game, so no matter what happens, we're still guaranteed to have at least one more map besides Torland. So we're getting ready up for Torland round number 5 of Skin versus Leeb. Skin is gonna get a two-headed manta with the raptor. Let's see what a raptor is gonna do. Mr. C takes the raptor, brings it down to the tower. Meanwhile, Leeb's raptor is charging through the primary. Let's see. Hardy, you know you're not supposed to miss the guy with the rush. Guru takes the Hardy out. Hardy's raptor out with the shock primary. Now we have Malcolm one guy in the skin core primary boosting at the primary. The primaries go up pretty much at the same time. Freddy takes the mantle from the primary. Meanwhile, Nietzsche touches the Leeb corner. Let's see what Skin is doing. In the center node, Mr. C takes the amp. The usual stuff. And Mr. C grabs the amp very early on. Beautiful work from Mr. C. Takes out the amped raptor. Takes out the manta. Mr. C has an amped shock. Clears out the center node and starts the building up. Now, don't get too close to the manta when it's about to blow up. Nietzsche finally gets out the Mr. C, who had the amp in the center node of Torland. Now Nietzsche and Freddy are two guys boosting out the center. The center is almost up. Just come on, keep boosting it. We have only one guy facing you. It's almost up. Leeb almost had the center up. Guru is doing their best to cover it up, but Guru is still alive. Guru is still preventing the Leeb from attacking the skin primary. Come on, for God's sake, guys, boost it up. Leeb has the center node up. They're going for the primary, but Mr. C blocks the first manta assault with the tank. Now we have a tank shooting the center node, and Malcolm shooting it with a manta, so no chance to get the primary down at this time. Meanwhile, Skin manages to take down the corner node. Skin boosts up the Leeb corner node, and now Skin is trying to pound up the primary of Leeb, and looks like it's gonna go down. No, it's not gonna go down. Oh god damn it, this match is exciting. This is as tense as it can get. Leeb is trying to get the corner node back with Hardy on foot and Guru with Skyman combos and Malcolm with a manta. Guru and Malcolm have the best of it. Now they are boosting up the corner node up with two guys. Meanwhile, Mr. C boosts up the center node up alone. He again has the amp and he also has the tank. Let's see how it's gonna go this time. Leeb is gonna lose their corner, the primary. No, they're not gonna lose the primary just yet because they have Nietzsche with a minigun trying to shoot the Malcolm down. The Malcolm is trying to shoot the flak shells with the primary. Yep, this time Leeb core has no chance. Leeb primary is gonna go down. Leeb primary is down. As we have 2 minutes and 47 seconds in the game clock. Leeb loses the primary in Torland. Skin makes just the same heavy assault as we are expected, as we are used to see. Leeb is not done yet because Freddy and Nietzsche are trying to do a two-man linkage in the primary. Now we have a Malcolm with a Hellbender side Skymine combos coming to harass the primary. Nope, he's not having none of it. Beautiful tank assistance from Hardy, who was already going to the center. We have Guru with the Lincoln primary on top of the hill, just preventing the Leeb primary from getting up, even though it's being boosted. No, it's not boosted anymore. They're probably gonna lose it. Mr. C is with a manta trying to squash Freddy. Freddy so far is having best of it. Freddy with 4 health, he's gonna lose. Yep, Mr. C takes out Freddy with a manta plasma. Now he goes after, double kill with the crushing Nietzsche with a manta. Hardy takes about, finally takes the Mr. C down with arrow shot. The lead primary is totally neutral. We have only have Freddy approaching it on foot. Meanwhile, we have a small fighting going on in the corner. Malcolm and Mr. C against Hardy. Hardy takes out Malcolm with the shock primary. Let's see if he's going to clear up Mr. C as well. Nope. Mr. C does a beautiful shock combo, gets rid of Hardy. So now we have two guys from Skin alive in the lead primary node. Guru takes Mr. C takes out Freddy with shock. Now we have Mr. C and Guru boosting up the lead primary. Is it going to go up this time? It seems so. Nope, not quite, because Nietzsche is... No, sorry, it is going to go up. Yep, Skin gets the lead primary up. Now we have a Leap backing up, Leap trying to get it back down with Freddy with a Manta, and Nietzsche on foot. Nietzsche combos the primary back down with Mr. C getting killed. Yep, Skin manages to do 9 point damage to the core before losing control. So it's 91 health left in the Leap core, and Leap is desperate to get their primary back up. They have to get it up. They have to use more A rolls because so far they're letting the Skin getting way too easily to the primary with vehicles. Okay, we have a usual tactic. We have a Mr. C with shock primaries on top of the hill, preventing the Torlan primary node from getting up. That's just pain in the ass for the underdog team, because it's so damn impossible. Not impossible, but difficult to get it up, because if you have a one whore with the shock primaries on top of the hill, you just can't get it under construction. Now finally, the tank takes Mr. C's attention enough amount of time to get the primary under construction. Hardy has a 2 April eaten already from Mr. C. 3rd April coming up. Yep, he should bail off the tank in any sec. Yep, Hardy has a tank very damaged, and Mr. C takes care of the tank with a shock primary shot. We have Malcolm charging up the primary with a Manta. We have a Nietzsche and Freddy alive in the primary, just trying to neutralize it. Trying to clear up the notice, I would say. Malcolm tries some kind of a tricky maneuver, but decides to grab the Manta again after bailing it out. So far, nothing spectacular is happening. Freddy and Nietzsche are trying to clear up the node, and Malcolm just having Pimp My Ride action here, going around the primary, but not doing anything, not killing guys, not hitting node. He just drives around and just tries to drag fire. Now we have all three Skin players alive. Mr. C is at the corner, at the primary, with a Hellbender. Guru and Malcolm are on foot, trying to boost up the node. No, they're not going to get it up just yet. No, they're not going to get it under construction, because we have one guy on top of the hill. Guru takes a lightning gun shot on Freddy, takes him out. We have a tank approaching the primary, and we have Hardy doing a pretty good job of neutralizing the primary. Just enough amount of time for the tank to get there. Yeah, beautiful, neat, beautiful work. Just Hardy just drags. Hardy just dragged Guru outside enough for Nietzsche to get a clear tank shot on him. Meanwhile, Hardy gets finally touches the Leap primary and manages to get it under construction. They can boost it. Nietzsche, Hardy, Freddy, all the three guys boosting up the primary. Now all we have need is to break the enemy shooting, break the enemy line of fire, guys, and it's up. Oh no! They ran out of link. So the primary is not up yet. Actually, it's gonna go down again. It's on red. Yep, the node is down. Node is down. Pretty good job from Skin. Pretty good attempt from Leap also. Leap should definitely try to get some guys to clear out the mountain, because they have no chance of getting the node up under construction if they can't get the mountain cleared. Because as long as the Skin have at least one player on the mountain with shock primaries, then it's never gonna go up. The node is always gonna be neutralized before they have a chance to boost it. Malcolm against Freddy around the primary with shock rifle shots. Meanwhile, we have a Guru with the twin beams. The Hellbender totally bent around the two stone pillars there. Nietzsche takes the tank out of the base, starts to shoot long distance shells, hits Guru's Hellbender. Guru exits the Hellbender pretty fast, so not getting killed. We have Freddy's Raptor approaching, two straight A-rolls. Totally wipes out Freddy from the Raptor. Now we only have Hardy remaining alive at the primary. Hardy manages to start boost at the primary. Nope, because it's neutralized again. Guru still on top of the hill with LG and Averils, trying to clear out the primary. Nope, that Averil misses, and now he's against Freddy on foot. Guru with 10 health, Freddy on 55 health. Ah, Guru with a nice, beautiful lightning gun shot takes out Freddy. nice fighting going on all over the place. Let's just check out a bit further away from the primary and see what's happening. If somebody's positioning himself, Freddy is on foot, so is Hardy on foot. No vehicles for a leap at the moment to use. Again, somebody, yeah, Guru takes the Hellbender again, takes it to the top of the, or the ridge of the mountain, and just tries to use twin beams again. Let's see how it's gonna go this time. He's having a, at least he's had a full blast to the Scorpion of Nietzsche. Nietzsche does a very good job, gets out with the Scorpion, fires an A-roll from behind the mountain. Guru misses the first twin beam shot, also, Nietzsche misses the first A-roll shot. Guru is in pretty good cover from the tank. Aw, oh, beautiful, that well-aimed shot from Hardy. The third tank shot totally got Guru's Hellbender. Guru's Hellbender is down. Guru is with a link on primary, trying to shoot out the tank. Meanwhile, Skin manages to boost up the primary node with two guys. Mr. C is trying to defend it, but he's facing a tank from a Hardy and Nietzsche's Manta. So far, the node is still up for Skin, so Skin has a chance to shoot out the core. But it's gonna get neutralized now, so we have... 9 minutes and 50 seconds in the game clock, and Skin had the Leap primary up for a second, but they didn't have a chance to shoot at the core. Leap did a pretty good quick assault to get the note down again. Pretty good job with the tank and a Manta and, and an infantry. Hardy against Mr. C and Malcolm on foot. You should back off, Hardy. You can't possibly win against two guys with that kind of health. Mr. C does a good green shaft, gets out Hardy. Malcolm stays there on the boost. Mr. C is going to help him with boost. Malcolm and Mr. C are boosting at the primary. Nobody is shooting the primary, so it's going to go up. Yep, it's going to go up. It's going to go up. No, it's not going to go up. What am I telling? Freddy just blocks the node from getting up. Well, now it's sure as hell going to go up, because they managed to eliminate all three players of Leib. Hardy tries to back it up, but not a chance. No chance for Hardy. Skin is shooting the primary, Skin is shooting the core with two guys. Guru is alone, trying to boost up the node. The node is in full health. We have a tank incoming, we have Raptor incoming, so Guru, you better watch out. The Leap manages to clear all the Skin players from the core. Skin manages to do only two damage to the core with 89 health left in the core, whereas Leap manages to destroy all Skin attackers. We have Skin Mr. C on top of the hill with A-rolls. Beautiful positioning there. We have... Where's Mr. C? You know, Malcolm is in a Hellbender in the same spot where Guru just was recently. So the node is neutral again, no damage done to the core in that 30 seconds, and still, now it's a pretty neutral situation, so I just grab myself something to drink and just continue after 10 seconds. Be right back. There we go. So, if you have just recently joined the Shoutcast, this is Privateer Shoutcasting, the 3-on-3 Onslaught semi-final. Skin versus Leib. And the winner of this match will face Sky in the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup final. Sky just beat Fat in the other semi-final tonight, 5-0. Total humiliation. This one is a bit tighter. It's gonna go, so far it looks like it's gonna go 4-1 for Skin, and they need 5 map wins to secure the victory. Leib is fighting back whatever they can, but still Skin is doing pretty good control of the map. Mr. C with a Hellbender around the Torland. This is round number 5. We're playing Torland at the moment. And Skin is currently in some kind of control of the Leib's primary. Leib is pushed back to their primary, and they haven't since Skin got it down. They never had it fully up, so they never have really had a chance for a comeback here. Skin has done an excellent job of just playing passive and just not letting the Leib get the primary fully up in order to get the some of the nodes back. And we're in overtime. Overtime with Skin in control of all other nodes except the primary, so the nodes are gonna go, the cores are gonna go down extremely fast for Leib. So this is gonna look like a 4-1 lead for Skin. Leib core is down to 56, whereas Skin has 93, and the Skin core is draining almost with zero speed. So this is gonna go clear victory for Skin in overtime, unless Leib manage. Leib has like 1 minute left to get an efficient comeback. If they manage to destroy the Skin primary and make a quick shot at the core, they still have a chance, but it looks like none. So this looks like, definitely looks like 4-1 for Skin, despite the fact that Lieb put in a hell of a fight here. Skin getting absolutely nothing for free here. Yet I have to say that the major problem for Lieb unsuccessful comeback has been the fact that they still let the Skin guys control the mountain freely. They should have some kind of a Mansa whoring off the mountain, so they just would prevent the guy from neutralizing the node with the shocks, or at least bring a tank over there or something. But that just didn't happen in any stage. Now Lieb has a chance for getting the primary up, because Nietzsche has it like 90% up. Oh no, 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 because again, we have a Guru on top of the hill with Link primary. Hardy is trying to get a Guru dead with the Raptor. No, 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 he can't crush him, he can't shoot him. Now finally he crushes him after Guru falls down from the mountain. Freddy is trying to boost up the Lieb primary whatever he can, and Nietzsche is trying to block off Malcolm from shooting the primary. Is he gonna get it up? No, he's not gonna get it up. Freddy is trying to boost, he has been boosting up the node for the last 30 seconds, but again, somebody is shooting from the top of the hill all the time to prevent the node from getting up. And now it's down again for Skin, and this is over. Only 14 health points left in the Lieb core, and they have no chance whatsoever for a comeback. Their cores are draining way too fast. So 4-1, this is going to be 4-1 lead for Skin. So to win this match, Lieb will have to win all the remaining rounds. So they're going to need 5 straight rounds, and Skin will need only 1. So it looks bad for Lieb, but let's not count him out yet. Lieb is a very, very tough Onslaught team, so that's why they deserve to be in the semifinals. This fifth round of the semifinal is over. Skin wins it in an overtime, and it takes 4-1 lead in the semifinals. So the next round will be Spiffingrad, and that was Lieb's map choice, so looking forward to it. And I'll get back to you in a sec. Settling up for round 6. Welcome everyone, this is Privateer Shoutcasting, the 3-on-3 Onslaught Cup semi-final, Skin versus Lieb. We're currently in round 6 of the match. So far the score is 4-1 for Skin. We're in map 6, which is Spiffingrad, and this is Lieb's map choice. So looking forward to Lieb to close up the scores a bit here. Even though we know that if Skin gets control of the Raptor node and the Mantas, the Lieb team is in trouble, because Mr. C is a Manta master, and if they manage to steal Lieb's Mantas, they are in trouble, big trouble. And the key point in this map is they should get the Skin Raptor node down as fast as possible, and if they get the Raptor node down, they just do whatever it takes to keep that node down, because if they let Skin to have the Raptor, they're in trouble. So the lineup for Spiffingrad is for Skin team, Vulture, Guru, and Mr. C. For Lieb team, we have Hardy, Nietzsche, and Freddy. And we're about to get underway. Set spectate speed. What am I doing? I'm just spectating Freddy here. Lieb is doing a two-headed mantra. Let's see how it's gonna go. Ah, beautiful blast. Lieb starts up with just pounding vehicles, just wishing himself good luck here. I don't know what the hell that was, but I think it was like a wishing good luck. Hardy takes an early rush on the skin primary, not letting it go up. But Lee Hardy's Hellbender is destroyed. Guru and Mr. C two-headed linkage at the Raptor node. Meanwhile, Vulture does the same thing, charges a Lee primary node with Hellbender, but too late. Lee already has it up with two health points. Ah, beautiful twin beam shot from Vulture. They didn't expect that to happen. Vulture takes out a long distance twin beam shot from the fog, gets out the Lee Nietzsche. And oh my god, that was beautiful. The Vulture's twin beam shot from the fog just rescues Skin from doing a three-man assault to the Skin primary. Just as I predicted, Vulture makes it a two-headed assault, and as Vulture was alone with a Hellbender at the corner, he had no risk whatsoever, he was in no risk of losing the control of the corner. Vulture takes out the Leap's Raptor node, and it's actually almost up for Skin team. Nietzsche is there to prevent it, but Mr. C and Vulture are doing a two-guys minigun attack on him, and Hardy is there with a Manta just trying to cover him up, but Hardy has to deal with he just blasted himself against two buildings. Not good shot from Hardy with a Manta there. Nietzsche just trying to do his best to survive there. Nietzsche finally gets the Vulture down with the Flak primary shell at the corner. Meanwhile, Skin already gets the middle node up, and Guru attacks the Lieb near primary. Oh, Jesus Christ, this is a rape for a Skin team. Looks very, very bad for Lieb. Oh, Freddy does a beautiful April from behind the building, gets Guru's Manta out. Freddy just starts to boost up their near primary, but Mr. C is trying to use the normal link on Whoring, trying to prevent Freddy from getting enough. Freddy is getting out of link soon. Hardy is there, the Manta with the back him up. Mr. C does his best to just trying to clear Whore up the node, but that's not going to happen because he has to deal with a Manta and a minigun now. So Mr. C is finally down. Freddy has a chance to boost it again, but Mr. C spawns in the center just as expected. Again, with a link on primary, just starts shooting the primary, not letting it up in any stage. Nietzsche gets the Hellbender to the corner and just trying to block it from getting up. It's almost the Lieb Raptor node is almost up for Skin team. Nope, Nietzsche finally manages to check the Hellbender Skymines over there and just blocks the node for a sec. Now the Hellbender is destroyed. Now Nietzsche is with the Lincoln primary. He's gonna need some kind of backup in the corners to prevent it from getting up. Hardy is there with a Manta, takes the Vulture with the Manta Plasma. Now he has to deal with Guru. Guru takes beautiful meteor rockets from Guru. Takes out a rocket shot. Two rocket shots in a row. Guru just humiliates Hardy with the Manta. Two straight mid-air rockets towards the Manta. That was beautiful move by Guru. Probably like a top 5 frag of the cup. Skin gets the Lieb Raptor corner, Raptor node up, and Guru immediately goes for the core. Guru is all alone in the blue team hangar in the Spiffengrad, just pounding the core, 78th health left. Still there pounding the core, 65 health, 64, 62, 60, come on guys, come on Lieb, get the Raptor node down, it's gonna go down, yay. Guru manages to do one-man Raptor assault to the core and gets it down to 53 health, so 47 damage done to the core with one guy Raptor assault. Beautiful teamwork by Skin. Vulture is harassing the Raptor node. Freddy just saved the day for a leap for a second. Just takes a beautiful flak primary shell, takes out a Manta. Guru is there with doing some nice wall dodging from the buildings. Gets eliminated by Freddy's flak primary from the back. Nietzsche is there with the green shaft, tries to get some Vulture off their back, so they're gonna get the Raptor node up again, having none of it because Guru is there with the Manta again to just clips off the head from a two guy, so double kill for a Guru there. Guru and Vulture doing a two guys boosting in the Lieb corner. They're gonna get the Lieb corner up again because nobody is hitting it. Yay! The Vulture boosts up the core again, and the core node is up again, and Guru immediately dodges two A-rolls, and he's in the hangar. We have a Raptor and a Manta in the hangar. This looks like it's gonna be over fast, and it's gonna secure the victory for Skin in this map. Vulture and Guru are shooting the core. Nah! Not gonna happen, because they manage to get the core down, the node down again, and while they get the node down, they also manage to get the closer primary node up again, so they have a chance to neutralize the center node, but it looks bad because... No, it's not looking bad, because Freddy takes out Mr. C with a minigun, and the two guys linkage, Guru and Vulture, are approaching the Raptor node, so... Nietzsche tries to protect the Raptor node with Hellbender, Guru and Vulture doing a link on primary shells, and they get the Hellbender out, and then get the minigun to get the job finalized. Oh, and meanwhile, Leap finally manages to neutralize the center area, so they have control of the center. Now this could change it all for Leap team if they manage to push the skin's pressure back to the center area. Very nice effort there. They're gonna get the center node neutralized. Now all they had to do is keep it neutralized. They shouldn't let it up again because they were in serious trouble when it was up. Oh no, no, no. Guru and Mr. C are there immediately. Two guys linking and it's up again. Hardy is trying to get the center node up, but he's all alone, and Mr. C and Guru are shooting the primary up with rockets and a Manta, and the leap near primary is down again. Meanwhile, the Raptor node is up to 50% health by Nietzsche boosting it up. Guru tries to prevent it. Guru gets away from the Manta because it's a total wreck. Guru, nice rocket shells there, gets out Nietzsche. Vulture and Guru are in control of the leap corner node. Meanwhile, Mr. C is alone in the leap near primary, just trying to get it up. The center primary, if I would say so. Mr. C with a minigun duel against Hardy. Mr. C is having a better of it. Mr. C stays alive. He now has to deal with Freddy with 23 health up. Freddy with the flak shells takes out Mr. C. Finally, Freddy alone in the primary. Mr. C comes to harass Freddy. Meanwhile, Hardy harasses Mr. C. A nice threesome over there. Mr. C just visits the center area quickly, gets out flak shells and stuff for protecting the primary. Yep, Mr. C is gonna go to boost at the near primary, which is under control. Still under construction for skin. Construction for skin. That would be a hell of a blast. Okay, now Mr. C clears out the primary, starts to boost it, and is he gonna get the node all the way up? It looks like it, because nobody's shooting it. Yep, and the near primary is up, and Mr. C takes the Manta immediately, dodges two Aprils behind the building, and now he's in the hangar again. Yep, we have two guys pounding the core, and this is over. Skin wins 5-1 against Leeb. Beautiful job from Skin. They sure as hell are tough, and I can't wait to Sky against Skin final game. That's gonna be a hell of a fight. I have to say, this is by far the best Onslaught match I've had the privilege of shoutcasting, and if I ever have a chance of shoutcasting the final, I would be more than happy to do that. If you guys wish me to shoutcast it, just say so in the public, so I'm not gonna have any effect on that. If you guys want me to shoutcast, I can shoutcast. If you don't want me, I don't do it. But this was a superb match with Leeb giving excellent opposition for Skin. They had a very close decision in Reven round 2, which could have gone either way, but Skin managed to push back. So after a very close match, Skin finally takes out a clear victory 5-1, with Leeb managed to win the Arctic round, and I have to say that was a strong performance from Leeb, totally humiliating Skin in one round, but Skin totally humiliating Leeb in 3 out of 5 rounds. So, but the match is over, Skin is in the finals, Leeb is in the bronze match, so this is Privateer, and this was Privateer shoutcasting, and hopefully to get back to you for more shoutcasting during Onslaught or TAM or possibly UT3 and stuff. Let's see what happens. But for now, it's good night.